care in an industry that otherwise doesn't have a whole lot of health benefit programs. So we're hitting on the future of the industry with education. We're hitting on food security, and then we're helping people out that just need a hand, and mental health is a really important thing these days, and we want to make sure that people have access to it.
I love it. I love it. And I, you mentioned that you were in Toronto recently. You know, this is the Vancouver. It started off in on the island in Victoria. And I'm just curious, is this the last one of the series, or is there more in 2026?
So in 2026, we had just had our Toronto event. We'll be in Calgary in a few weeks' time, and then Vancouver, and then we will finish in Victoria at the end of September.
Awesome. Awesome. All right, guys. Brewing the Beast is happening in Vancouver on August 30th at Concord Pacific Place, 811 Carroll Street. And Scott, how could we get connected with you guys online if we want more information?
Yeah, so for tickets and the full lineup of restaurants, you can go to breweryandthebeast.com, and you can select your cities and learn all about us there. And then on Instagram, we are at brewerythebeast, and you can see all the fun stuff that we've been up to this year and years past on our Instagram account. And via our website, you can also sign up for newsletters. So we'll give you advance notifications for ticket sales dates, next year's event dates. And when ticket sales are getting low, this event does sell out, and we want to make sure people know when things are getting down to the wire, so you have every opportunity to buy, because the amount of emails and text messages and direct messages we have to say, "Oh, I didn't buy my tickets. I'm so bummed out now." It happens. It's a thing. If you like what you hear and you go to the website and see the event and be like, "I want to go eat at all those awesome restaurants," scoop your tickets, because they will be gone. And if you miss out, you will be sad.
Yeah, so it's so great that you did say that, because one of my final questions was going to be, do you encourage people to purchase tickets beforehand or wait till the day of? And you pretty much, in a nutshell, said, yeah, they
Yeah.
can sell out. Tickets can sell out.
Yeah, in Toronto 2 weeks ago, there was people showing up the door saying, "I tried to buy tickets and they were sold out." And unfortunately, we couldn't let them in. So you don't want to be one of those folks. You want to get your tickets in hand now and come and enjoy the event on event day without any concerns.
Absolutely. And before I let you go, is there anything that we may have missed that you want to share since we're here?
I don't think so. Just, for your listeners, if people are looking for a great day of food and beverage that's in a fun and relaxed environment, and supports community and supports the local industry, this is a great event to attend, because once you're there, you really do get the best of the best, and it's worth the day out, let me tell you.
Absolutely, guys. It's worth the day out. Thank you again so much for joining me today, Scott. Brewing the Beast, again, happening in Vancouver on August 30th at Concord Pacific Place.
Hello, hello, hello. And that was not my conversation with Gina Chong with the BC Dumpling Festival. Instead, it was with Scott Gurney, and he's with the Brewery and the Beast Festival. That was the second interview that I was going to play today, but I mixed things up and played that first. Again, it is happening in Vancouver on August 30th at Concord Pacific Place, and that's at 811 Carroll Street in Vancouver. The link for the tickets are going to be in today's show notes, and if you're by a computer, you can head over to breweryandthebeast.com right now just to get more information. Now I'm going to take another music break. We're going to play a few more tracks, and then I will air the interview that I recorded earlier today with Gina Chung. All right, so let's kick off this set with a track called Turning by Brainiac.
Yo. Take immediate action, seeking attraction. Backseat with a backwood cup holder full of them ashes. Just a reflex to pull it and pass it. I'm known to smoke MCs with my dope tactics. Flow flexible, backflips with some 41 bars, give you a fat lip. One track, I see no need for ad libs. I'm that kid spitting that past tense, cause nowadays it's like they spelling rap backwards. Feels like I'm at the Masters. Bubba Watson with the green jacket. Took a hiatus, now I'm back at it. Mixing good days with these bad habits. This feels like some black magic. I've really been a fiend, a rap addict. I feel like a real rapper, the rest of y'all wrapped in plastic. Barely keeping my whip on the road when I be gassing. Broken down, but I whip it like an Aston Martin. Push start and then I slam the pedal. Need my own space, sick and tired of paying a rental. But I'm the puppeteer, just call me Geppetto. The little ghetto child, the bigger the melon, the harder to wrap your head around. Swear I could've never called this circumstance. Reminiscing with Mocha about the south of France. Been overlooked, but I'ma make him take a second glance. Whack rappers trying to get up on a track, I tell him not a chance. Not in a million years, not even after a couple of beers, I see through ya. Shit is childish, why you acting like a preschooler? Copy everybody round you, trying to be cooler. I ain't dissing, I'm just doing me. You won't see me with no jewelry unless it's in my mama's eulogy, and that shit gonna ruin me. For now I'm plotting on the come up, but really I'm just working on the new me. I just hope I like who I'm turning out to be. Living in the rain, but before it was a drought for me, I'm out your league. And I've been walking off the mound like strikes, cause you've been out of three. I bet a lot of these soccer teams couldn't kick it like I do when I'm on the beat. Turn it real sticky real quickly if the mic's within my reach. If it's summer, then I'm chilling at the beach with a big blunt stuck between my teeth. Carry your casket, bury your hatchet, study your mathematics. Gotta work on your subtraction. Less is more, but not when it comes to passion. Cut the bullshit, spit it from my abdomen. I'm adamant, class in session when I grab the pen. Take notes, you ain't shit like flatulence. Highly reactive, cooking in the lab, I'm the catalyst. Trying not to worry about the stats like an analyst.
See what I'm saying? You can say what you want to say. And you can be what you want to be.
Double. Just getting warmed up, man. As I take in my first breath, next thing I hear my mom call me a day. I grip my cord like a mic check. Angel singing Baba Body. Yeah, she said Ade means crown, Onyi means honey. Mix it together, rain will be sweet, bringer of peace, evil we cease. When the only hops on the baby. As a kitty, I could speed it, but I was too shy, bro, so I hit it. See, pop said focus on the books, not the hooks. So you rap, man, that one not for thugs and the crooks. Mom said kilo with me, or in the for you see, you be at the remedy. Hold up. I know the remedy. So man, how to feed the melody. Life ain't giddy, too tough. No, I'm many days. Used to get lost in the Lagos City soundscape. Generators and the carburetors and the shoemakers. All the sounds in my head like a beat tape. So I ain't gonna stop on my TD. Biggie died, I know even want the rhyme. I just want they draw big boobs in washrooms. All day cartoons, my Jackie Chan moves. Swaying in my room, yeah. Stuck in my head most times. Was alone, I talking to myself most times. In boarding house, hiding in my dorm most times. Cause bullies won't deck me, blows and suplexes. Kind of perplexing, then I start vexing. Lost in depression, found my expression. They didn't know though, that I did do. Hot like Atarodo. Like a dojo with my lyric of voodoo, raw just like a mojo. Mix that old sound of Kid West with some white clef, spitting high def, touches my desk. Then I start to smoke sets, paint the specs in high res. Moko fem for ni komasha, so I made my name change to Dosh. See, moko fem nice because make I show them what it takes to burst. Like me, shit over me.
K10, man, we start a trip city. Tight pants, bright colors, me and Sukiyaki. Trying to get shown soon all over the city. Trying to get those chicks all over my late night begging DJs to get played. Then after we don't give the guy 5K. Now my mom don't debug me. Get your life together, Baba Mama Shiri Kiri. Flow on lock though, like Kiri Kiri. Oh wait, who am I kidding? Wasn't really feeling this artist living. Wasn't really feeling this artist money. Next thing, moved out to Toronto. Music tinted to the side, I had to let go. Still kept writing the rhymes down in my memo. Then Larry text me, said we lost H-Code. Now that shit hit crossbow to the chest. Now I gotta grab that mic, no regrets. Get to the top, yeah, like vinaigrette. Too much doubt though, had to disperse it. Star in my soul just like I converse. Anytime I converse, I rip my heart out, then I pour it on the verses. Any beat I'm on, man, I'm coming with the hearses. Swear I never forfeit, tighter than a corset. When I come Boston, four luck with you, it come with come on my two on down, no team, but better buy it, don't stop it today.
Hello, 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 and welcome back to Beats and Eats. You've been tuned into CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from the unceded Coast Salish territories. And just want to go through some of the tracks that we heard. Again, we started off that set with Brainiac. Brainiac gave us the track Turning, and after that, Ade Wolf gave us the track Doyen. And now I am going to play the interview that I have been promising from the top of the hour. Let's find out a little bit more about the BC Dumpling Festival.
This is Nicole Hines with CJSF 90.1 FM in Burnaby, and I'm here with Gina Chong, Executive Director of the Asian Arts and Culture Society, and we're going to talk about the BC Dumpling Festival that's happening on Saturday, August 15th. So Gina, how are you? How are things?
Hello, I'm doing very well. Thank you.
Absolutely. I'm so glad that we got the chance to chat today. You know, I know that it's just days away from the event, so I know that you are super, super busy. So thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, absolutely. My first question is, can you tell us a little bit about the BC Dumpling Festival, especially for people who are hearing about it for the first time?
For sure. So it's a festival that started about 5 years ago. So this is our fifth festival that we're going into. And every year we try to celebrate a different country at the festival. So this year we're celebrating China. And I mean, it's a dumpling festival. So it's a food festival. So you want to come hungry. We have so many food vendors this year, more than any other year that we've had. And so we have about 23 dumpling vendors. We have about 12 different food trucks. On top of that, we have about 80 community vendors. There is a kids zone, art zone, performances on stage. So it's not just a food festival. It's a fun family festival for everybody. And it is free for everybody to come. And yeah, I mean, every year the festival just keeps on growing, and we anticipate about 40,000 people to come this year.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible. I love to hear it. And I love to hear that, like, each year has had a theme, right? That, you know, this year
it does.
China. Yeah. So I think that that's really awesome. It allows for people to come year after year because there will be like something different.
Something different. I mean, our first year was kind of just a general festival, and we've celebrated Korea, Philippines, Japan, and now China. And so with that, we have our different pavilions. So we have like a Chinese pavilion that's happening this year. And there's going to be a little bit more Chinese performances on stage, including at the very beginning, the opening ceremony, we'll have the lion dancers. And I mean, we also feature a little bit more Chinese vendors as well for food. So again, every year is a little bit different from the last.
Love it. Love it. And I mentioned in my intro that you are the executive director of the Asian Arts and Culture Society, which puts on this festival. Can you tell us a little bit more about the society?
Yeah, for sure. So I kind of want to take you back to how the festival really got started to begin with, just because there is a story behind it. So during COVID, in the spring of, I mean, it's been so long now, it's 2021, I was out for a walk at Town Center Park in Coquitlam, and some lady came up to us and was like, COVID came from you. It came from your country. Go back to China. And that was really shocking. I mean, I'm born and raised here. And, to hear someone say those words, it wasn't just quiet. It was, she kind of shouted it out loud and in front of a lot of people, actually. So we took out our phones at the time and we went back and said, what did you say? It was just, again, one of those really kind of shocking moments. And so we recorded her and she said, while knowing she was being filmed, she said, it came from your country. It came from your country. And at the end of the footage, you could hear a lady sitting on the bench, just a bystander. And she's like, stop being a racist. We all bleed the same. And so I kind of was like dumbfounded. Like, I just didn't know what to do with this footage that I took at the park. And I decided to just post it on my social media. And very slowly, people started tagging media outlets. And it was kind of the time where that whole anti-Asian hate was just brewing within the city and in the media as well. And it kind of, the story took off. And, during that 2 weeks after the incident happened, I was kind of bombarded with like a lot of media interviews. And I thought, okay, well, this happened. And I thought, well, what do I do about it? Because I want to be able to speak out about, that incident that happened. And I'm a mom of two kids, and I didn't want them going to the park and having to experience something like that as well. So, I mean, it's kind of long story short, but I thought, okay, well, we need to do something for the community. And one of the interviewers actually asked me a couple months after the incident, what do you think about doing a multicultural festival in Coquitlam, where the incident happened? And I kind of thought long and hard, and I have zero experience in festival planning. It's not my background. My background, I had a photography studio, and I do some real estate, but nothing to do with festival planning. And I thought, you know what? Why don't we try it out and just start really small? And we didn't have much time to put this event together. We had roughly about 2.5 months or so, and it was a grind to try to get a festival going. And we were just anticipating maybe, maybe 5,000 people would show up to this thing. Now, this is 2022, and it ended up being that about 25,000 people showing up to our first year. And this is with zero funding. It was, just posting on Instagram about the festival, and some media outlets picked it up. But I think because the story behind it, people kind of resonated with it and wanted to then come out to support us on our first ever festival. And this is kind of, people are just feeling comfortable getting out of their houses and coming to an event. And it ended up being such a big hit and a large scale event. And the city was like, we need you to keep this going. So here we are now in our fifth year. And I could say it's been a lot of work, a lot of work for our committee. Our committee is fully volunteers. And I mean, going back to your question about starting the not-for-profit, I decided to go the not-for-profit route. It really was to give back to the community and to ensure that any funds that are generated by that are given back. And so not only have we had successful festivals, but with some of the funds that we get from the festival, we've created these children's books that are donated to schools across Metro Vancouver. And we use the characters that are part of the festival. And we're now on our fifth book. This one is called You Belong Bao, which is amazing. And it, you know, all the books really just, you know, talk about multiculturalism, and it talks about being yourself and trying hard. And, you know, it's the messaging of the books is really fantastic. And this is our way of giving back to the community as well. So we're really proud of the books.
Oh, and I just am so thankful and grateful that you were able to share the story as well, because I think that when people understand the reasoning behind events, it connects with people, right? And so, yeah, I definitely appreciate that. I do have a question about the festival. Is it the setup where you have to purchase tickets or anything, or are you just going from vendor to vendor?
Yeah, I mean, you just go to vendor to purchase, you know, whatever dumplings or food that they have. And it's not just dumplings. There's so much other kinds of food out there. So if there are vegans or vegetarians or, I mean, there's just, you know, like halal, you know, we have a good representation of different kinds of foods throughout. And I just love that it's not just Asian focused. It's very multicultural, right? We do have, you know, the Jamaican patties, and we have, you know, like the momos and mandus, like gyozas, and there's just, you know, like the Mexican, I think they're doing empanadas or something like that. There's just so many different kinds of foods and representation, and we're so excited for that.
Oh, I love it. So guys, you're going to have to come hungry for sure. Definitely. Like, do not eat, spend the day. And you mentioned that there is going to be entertainment as well, right?
Yeah. So we do have a performance stage. Our opening ceremony kind of kicks off right at 11 o'clock, and we'll have the lion dancers kind of kick us off. We have some opening speeches, and something that everyone really looks forward to is the dumpling eating competition. So yeah, we have two different heats. The first heat is kind of our politicians and dignitaries and community leaders and sponsors in the first one. And then the second one, we do open it up to the public. So we do have people sign up or try to apply on our Instagram account, and they could win a spot for the dumpling eating competition, which is always such a fun event. And it's fun because people, once they know that they're a part of the event, they invite all of their friends, and they get cheerleaders involved and big signs and stuff. So yeah, I think it's really great.
Love it. Love it. And just a couple more questions before I let you go. So fifth year, what are you, and you know, we did talk a lot about some amazing things happening this year, but what are you most excited about this year?
Oh, there's so much. I mean, with celebrating China this year, we do have a larger kind of pavilion. We do have the Vancouver Mahjong Club has some Mahjong tables that they're going to set up for people to watch or learn how to play Mahjong, which I think is fantastic. I've never played it before, so I'm looking forward to that. We have some calligraphers there as well that are there by donation. So I think if someone wants something written, you know, they could ask them. There's just a lot of like fun kids activities that's there. Table Tutors is like a DJ booth that we have that sits right where all the food vendors are. And they have these adorable little kids that come up and spin and DJ. And I think that is just so fun. It's pure entertainment for everybody to see. And of course, our performance stage. I mean, we've got some really amazing performers, a lot of dance performers this year, which is great. They really attract so many people to come and watch them do their hip hop performances or like the Chinese dancers. So yeah, I mean, there's something for everybody.
Absolutely. It is more than just dumplings, guys. Like, there is a lot that you are going to be able to enjoy. Okay, how can we get connected to BC Dumpling Festival online, just in case we want to get more information? It is a few days away.
Of course. I mean, they could visit bcdumplingfest.ca or even go to our Instagram page. That's probably the one that we use the most and get the information out quickly. So you could find the performance schedule and all the different vendors that are going to be a part of the festival this year.
Wonderful. I want to thank you again for joining me, Gina. This was a pleasure talking to you and really hearing about the BC Dumpling Festival, not just, the particulars of the date and location, but really getting an understanding of the history. So thank you again.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we hope that your audience comes out to this event. It's our biggest event yet, so we are very excited.
Love it, love it. And guys, the BC Dumpling Festival is happening this Saturday, August 15th, from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at Town Centre Park in Coquitlam.
And that was my conversation with Gina Chong and the BC Dumpling Festival happening on Saturday, August 15th from 11 to 8 at the Town Centre Park in Coquitlam. The website and Instagram links will be on the show notes so you can get all the deets. And just like that, I am at the end of the show. Thank you so much for listening to another episode of Beats and Eats on CJSF 90.1 FM. I'm your host, Nicole. And don't forget, you can connect with Beats and Eats on Instagram at Beats and Eats BC, or you can always send a text at 778-782-2573. And if you didn't already know, you can now listen to CJSF using the app on your Android or iPhone. Next up is the George Bastian Show. But before I go, I've got one last track to play. Here is Skystar with the track Karma.
For all the wrongs and the things it be, karma not gonna make you walk away. For all the innocent life you're taking away. Six pants so longer than a pants length. Say you catch it from window and pan fence. All you have are innocent human strength. You and your gunman friends are keep up being nonsense. When you come round the place feel tense. Nobody in your place, they don't wanna be friends. Better know karma, innocent defense. Two time we leave them, me tell you this, yeah. All the wrongs and the things you do. Karma not gonna make you walk away. From a pillow and sheet, evil at sleep and can't find no peace. No love in the heart, the man of vacancy. A time is the master, just wait and see. Protect me from them trap, where them have a wait for me. Just leave them to karma, karma. Yeah. All the wrongs and the things you do, karma not gonna make you walk away. Weekend, what them a gonna do when karma retrieve them? I've known that they are done, to time we leave them. Watch what you do, the humble and the meek them. No, my friend, when you come round the whole place, feel tense. Nobody in your place, they don't wanna be friends. Better know karma, innocent defense. To time we leave them, hear this, my friend. All the wrongs and the things you do. Karma not gonna make you walk away. When you catch it by window and pan fence, all you have are innocent human strength. You and your gunman friends are keep up being nonsense. You come round the whole place, feel tense. Nobody in your place, they don't wanna be friends. Better know karma, innocent defense. The time we leave them, we tell you this, my friend.